Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful and blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. Welcome to a new day. Today is Environment Day, or if you're listening to this on another day, then it is Environment Day. You want to know why? Because every day is a day to improve and help and love the environment. So let's get into this whole thing, because I got a lot that I want to express and share on this topic, because I am a lover of nature, of earth, of God, and everything that he creates. I honestly thank God. Well, he is the master artist. Everything he has created is a literal masterpiece. I'm always just in awe every time I get out in nature and see his beauty and his wonders. It's so evident that he took his time and detailed everything. Like, oh, God is incredible. Every time I just sit down and just look, observe, and see all of the beauty around me, from the butterflies to the sand to the waves of the water to the sunlight and the shines, the rays of light coming off the sun, it is evident that God took his time. And this is why on that seventh day, everything was complete, because he knew there was nothing more that he needed to do or nothing more he needed to add. Everything was complete and perfect as it was. And you know what? I love me some God, because God really knew what he was doing with this whole thing. So shout out to the Most High, because he really did his thing with this environment. Now, as humans, it is our job to upkeep the environment and make sure that the environment is in a good standing, especially this earth, because God knows the earth has endured some stuff. As humans have, so has the earth. She's been going right along on this journey with us, and you know, it's important that we help her, you know, and do what we can to improve her when we can, you know. As I know, in the like galactic sense of space and time, the earth is ascending into a higher space, but with that comes a lot of changes. And obviously seasons change, every season is different, and that's kind of what I really want to hit on, is us being able to properly change with the seasons and space and time and all these things. Because as we're able to flow with nature, we'll see that a lot will improve on the earth. It's when we are flowing against nature, is when we're out of alignment with God, with earth, and everything else in this environment, and we start to see things fall apart rather than be improved. So I'm gonna just kind of spill some stuff. I got a whole bunch of little tips and things I want to throw out there, but I want to start with flowing with nature, because I feel like that is important. And just to sum that up and simplify it, the best way you can flow with nature is to be in love. And by that I mean in a love vibration frequency. When you are vibrating at love, you are flowing with nature and not against it. It's anytime that you're flowing outside of that, and obviously I mean lower than that, is when you're flowing against nature, because it will cause you to do things that are against nature. That's the best way I can put it, and treat the environment and the earth in a bad way. You know, one thing you notice when you're vibrating high, you just naturally do things that improve the earth, whether that's taking care of yourself and, you know, eating different, or, you know, just doing things. Like, anytime I'm vibrating high, if I see some trash, I'm picking it up. Anytime I'm vibrating high, I'm just talking to the birds and the sky, and I'm just grateful. I'm in this energy, and I know that I am helping to improve the energy in the earth. So that is how I flow with nature, is just by being in alignment with love. And anytime I can come from this space of love, I know that I'm in the proper vibration and energy. And sometimes it all just takes you just really being able to see what's around you and the beauty that is here. I love when the flowers are blooming. I love it when I'm just sitting on a beach and I'm just observing everything, from the wind to the waves of the water. I love the ocean. I'm a water person. So I'm a Cancer, so my sign is a water sign. Water and being go hand in hand. We're just like this. My thoughts are like water. My energy is like water. I just flow with water, and I love water so much, and I'm so grateful for water. I drink me some water. That's pretty much all I drink daily. I'm drinking like 6 bottles of Fiji. No, I'm just playing. But I definitely love some water. I love water. And I just love everything God creates. I love flowers. Oh, I've seen this flower when I was hiking before. I've yet to see it again, and I've been praying about it, because I'm like, God, when are you going to allow this flower to manifest again? Because it was so beautiful. But last year I was hiking, and I was, it was in around like June, May-ish time. But I seen this flower, and I don't know the proper name of it, but I know they call it a lady's glove, or a lady's glove. And that flower is just beautiful. It's just the most beautiful flower I've ever seen. And I seen it, and I was so like just stunned. And I'm like, God, what in the world? I've never seen anything like this. It was just so beautiful. When we are flowing in love, we are better able to love the earth, ourselves, others, God, and that's just a beautiful energy to be in. It's my favorite vibration to be in, if I'm being honest, just because I know with love comes a lot of blessings, opportunities, miracles within and also without, and those are important things that we all should experience. You know, I feel like love is just a good frequency to be at, and again, it helps you to flow with nature and not against it. I could go into what flowing against nature is, but I'm sure you guys have some ideas of those. Anything that's probably popping into your mind is probably correct. But now I'm gonna throw out some stuff that can help improve the environment. It's gonna come from two perspectives, more on a spiritual and natural side, but you know, I want to tie it together because I feel like they go hand in hand. And so something I do quite often is I pray for the environment, and you can too. The reason why is because sometimes I see things that are just above me. You know, there's things on this earth that can only be improved by the Most High. And so when you pray for the environment, you are putting God's creation back into His hands. So sometimes I will pray for the ocean, the water, for improvement. Real life example. Last year, I was like going hiking a lot, and I love hiking where it like leads off to a beach. I love that. It's my favorite type of hike, where I can just run through the jungle, the forest, and then end up on some beautiful coast beach. Oh, I love that. And so anyways, I would be always jumping or like finding my way to water. And sometimes the water would be really mucky and like polluted and, you know, dirty and whatnot. And it started bothering me because it'd be a couple days at a time. And so one day I just stopped and I'm like, you know what, God, we got to do something about this water. And I literally started praying constantly for the water. And within a week, I'm telling you, the water was so clear and precise and beautiful. It was just like, I was just like, whoa, like I've never seen God move so fast in my life. Well, that's a fib. I definitely have, but in a grand scale, because to me, the ocean, the water is something so above me that it was just really beautiful to see God really like cleanse it. And it was so clear. And I took a picture of it because it was just the most beautiful thing I had seen in a long time, especially in Washington. Our water isn't like, you know, real clear and beautiful like that all the time. So it was just really a sight to see. So praying for the environment, praying for the air, everything that's going on in the skies. I know you guys noticed some of the crazy stuff that man be doing to the skies, from polluting it, chemtrails and all these things. Best thing you can do about it is pray. You know, when you're putting in God's hand, He can handle it. The angels can handle it. So I love praying for the environment. Not only that, but I pray for nature a lot. I pray for God to make flowers bloom. I speak life to the earth. Speaking life is such an important thing on our earthly journeys. Not only for, you know, like yourself, like speaking life over yourself, but speaking life over the earth. When you speak life to earth, she hears you and she loves that, because that is flowing with nature. And any person that is a planter or a grower, they know that you have to give love to your plants. You have to speak to your plants, speak life to them. That's the same thing. You know, you are encouraging your plants to grow, because they're living organisms. They gotta live too. You know, they're breathing, or we're breathing because of them, you know? So it's good to speak life to the earth, to the trees. Anytime I see a tree dying, I automatically know you have to live. You have to live. And I probably like plead the blood of Lord Jesus Christ upon the tree and like command to live or something like that. But I always do that just because, you know, I know there's a cycle of life. Life and death, they come and go. You know, it's just what it is. But, you know, death is not supposed to be persistent. Nothing is supposed to stay dead forever. And so I speak life over things that are dying. That way it can, you know, come back to life in a sense. You know, it's always going to happen, especially when the seasons change. And that's another part. When you're flowing with nature, you'll notice that things happen. Things die and then things live. But when things stay dead, or something is not growing or living or bringing forth life, then there has to be a change that's made, which is why praying and speaking life over the earth is so important. I do this a lot. People probably think I'm crazy. I'd be in the forest talking to birds and the messengers of the heavens, just because why not? You know, I'm a very much a person that sees things from just a spiritual perspective at all times. So when I see nature, I'm thinking of it from a more like heaven sense, you know, as above, so below, but also as within, so without. So I'm seeing it in that sense and going, okay, well, if I'm seeing this on the outside of me, where is this happening on the inside of me? So that's kind of just how I view things in life and go through this life with that viewpoint. Anyways, when it comes to praying, you know, when we are again are praying for the earth, it's important because collective prayer, that will make God do the impossible. And it's not about making God do the impossible, because God will always do the impossible. God is the impossible. But, you know, it's a thing. When we are collectively praying, you know, God sees our intentions and he knows, oh, they're serious about this. They want the earth to improve. All right, bet, I'm on it. You know, and it's an energy thing. But that's my little spiel on speaking life and praying for the earth, because it's important. Asking God to allow the flowers to grow and bloom, that's important. You know, speaking to the animals, showing them your appreciation. This stuff is important. You know, we got to cherish nature in this environment that we're in, because it can change for the worse if we don't do anything about it. And acknowledging these beautiful things that God has created, God loves that. And that means he'll give us more of it, in a sense. It's not about more, but it's important to be able to, you know, have an abundant future, not just for our individual selves, but for everyone, and be in an environment that's very abundant in life. So that's my little spiel on that. Now, when it comes to the wildlife, I feel like we should be leaving just the wildlife alone. That's just my opinion on that. You know, anything that is just free should be left free. You know, I'm not against hunting and all this other stuff, to each its own, but, you know, at some point people got to grow, like, I don't know, a moral compass, in a sense, and know when it's appropriate to do things and when it's not. When people are just hunting and killing off things just for fun, just because, like, that's not appropriate to me, and I feel like that's something that shouldn't happen. I've never been the type of individual to, like, go out and seek to harm or kill anything. And even if it was something like, well, I need to eat or something, you know, I'm gonna do the easiest cause, like I'm a fish or something. But to each his own, again, it's not a judgment thing. It's just, I feel that all free creatures should be left free. And although, you know, people can probably go back to the Bible and be like, oh yeah, well, we have dominion over all the critters and the crawlers of the earth. This is true, but that doesn't mean you should dictate and control them and kill them off just because you can. You know, that's scary, you know. If you do it to animals, part of me thinks you would do it to other beings. So, and that's what I'm getting at. They are other beings, whether or not they have a soul or spirit. They are other beings here on this earth, and we have to treat everything with love and respect and kindness. You know, this is I'm a nature lover, so I'm just against killing in general. You know, I think there's a time and a place for every season. Don't get it twisted. I'm a warrior over here. But at the end of the day, if I can lead with peace, that's what I'm going to do in all causes, in every instance of my life. It's if I can go with peace and, you know, take the peaceful route, I'm going to do that, because that's, to me, the more it's not the easier route, but it is the route that has the best outcomes. Because, you know, if you go through that violent route, it just starts uprising, all uproar and all this other stuff. And it's just not necessary. But yeah, leave the wildlife alone. That helps in the environment, because then the animals and the insects, they can do what they need to do. And let's touch on this topic, because recently there, I believe the government had killed on accident like 5 million bees or something like that. And that's insane. You know, if they would have been left alone or properly transferred to wherever they would need to be, that wouldn't have happened. Now this earth is missing 5 million bees. That's scary. We just need to leave God's creatures alone. Simple as that. We leave them alone, let them do what they need to do. They will help the environment so we can properly enjoy it. Now, my little next little spiel or thing I need to talk about, or tip to help the environment, is recycling. All right, now I see this a lot in my current environment with the people around me. Some people recycle, you know, but a lot of people don't, and that worries me. That worries me, because I'm feeling like we're in 2022 now. We need to recycle, or at least be mindful of it. And there's still a lot of people who aren't mindful, and that's okay. To everyone who is recycling, thank you. God appreciates you. I appreciate you. And for the people who just don't really know anything about recycling, it does help improve the environment, like, tremendously. It helps with not polluting the ocean with plastic. You know, when we are putting a whole bunch of plastic in the ocean, guess what? The fish that we eat is eating that plastic. That means you eating plastic. That's deadly. There's just a lot of stuff, a lot of toxic things that go within these plastics that are harming the oceans, the animals, the fish, all of that. So cut down on whatever you're throwing out. If you use things over again, I think they have it with the recycle sign. It's literally reduce, reuse, and recycle. And, you know, like, just reusable bags instead of doing water bottles all the time. Unless you're recycling, you know, get those bottles. What are they called? I guess they are water bottles, but like not plastic. You know what I'm talking about. I'm losing my train of thought. You know the type of bottles I'm talking about. The reusable water bottles. Get those. Those are great. And I know a lot of people use those as well. So shout out to you and everyone that does that. So again, I really love water. I'm a big ocean fan. So honestly, this is an important one for me. And this one is reducing the water usage. When we are conserving water, it will help less excess water, wastewater enter into the ocean. And this is really important because, you know, our oceans are already kind of a hot mess. Let's be real. And so the only way we can reverse that is if we start doing something about it, like today. And like today, I mean tomorrow. Like, and tomorrow, I mean yesterday. Like, we just got to do something about this. So if we can all collectively pray for the water and do our best to make sure that the water is staying clean, you know, maybe we can see some proper changes in the next 10 years. And that's what I'm really hoping and praying for, because I know it's going to be a work in progress. Obviously, the earth isn't going to improve, or the environment's not going to improve in like 3 days. But think about when we were all in quarantine for a section, especially here in the States. When we were all quarantined, the environment repaired itself. As soon as all the humans went inside for a little bit, I think in the States we were quarantined for like 3 to 6 months. As soon as we all went inside, and we weren't outside polluting the earth anymore like that, the earth literally repaired itself. The air was crisp and fresh. The animals and birds was chirping and having a good old funky time. The water was clean. Like, everything just naturally repaired itself. And then, of course, you know, as humans be humans, we do human things and we doubt and about. It's not such a conscious thing that we're aware of. You know, I feel like no human is really doing it on purpose to harm the earth, but it's just something that happens naturally because it is the last thing that we're concerned about in our everyday busy lives. So just be mindful of the water usage and be mindful of what we are doing, you know, and what is and how it's having an effect on our environment. Because don't forget, we all have to exist in this world and live here. And if we're going to live here, we should probably have a safe and clean environment to live in. All right, moving on from that, my last little tip for Environment Day, or just to me, every day is Environment Day. My last little tip is just to plant something. You know, before you leave this earth, plant something. Whether that's a tree, a seed, a flower, something. And for everybody who already plants, has done that, shout out to you, because you are helping in a bigger sense than you may even understand. When you plant something, you're planting life. Every time you plant life, it's going to grow forth and bring more life. Fruits, all these beautiful things, veggies, everything. Those things will help aid the earth and the people on it. So just be mindful of that. When you plant something, you are planting a true seed of life, not only in a spiritual way, but in a natural way. And God loves that. God loves it when we water our mental gardens and our physical gardens. He loves it when we take care of ourselves and the environment and the things around us, because he created this space for us to be the best selves that we can be. And in order for us to do that, we have to be in environments that are also really great. So that is kind of my little spiel on the environment and this day and just the earth. And I'm honestly just a nature lover, so whenever I can do something to improve it, I try to. You know, I'm not perfect, obviously. I drive, I have a car. I'm working on that. I'm trying not to drive too much. You know, sometimes I'll just take feet, walk, bike. Sometimes I skateboard and roller skate. But at the same time, I'm trying to be more mindful, especially moving forward on what I'm doing to the earth and how I am even flowing against nature, even if it's unintentional, because it's something that just happens as we go through this life and this journey. So those are my tips. I hope they were helpful. I say the best one out of all of this is just to pray, because when you put things in the hands of God, you are putting them in the master's hand, so his master plan can continue to come into fruition. And I just think that's powerful. So thank you guys for listening. I hope it was helpful. Thank you so much, and you know, go hug a tree today. I love you guys. God bless.